Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ron, I'm still not impressed enough with the Browns to pick them, because I think the Browns is the Browns, and I think that this stuff is just going to be hanging over the franchise here with Watson. I mean, as we saw yesterday, it's 22 accusations here, and things are just going to leak out all the time leading up to trial, assuming it gets there. In 2023, Grossi told us. It's hard to picture that won't. I'm not big on distractions, but if I was, this would be a distraction.
This is a big one. Now the Steelers also are dealing with a little bit of a distraction, right? The Brian Flores situation. Is that going to be a distraction? Not on the level, I wouldn't think, of Deshaun Watson. It's a player versus a coach, too.
It's going to be interesting when he's pitted against the NFL for sure, but it's just, for me at least, when it's your star quarterback and such a high-profile situation and such horrible accusations. I don't know, man. And then there's the very real chance that he won't be around for 4 to 6, as many as 8 games maybe. Who knows? I have a hard time going for the Browns, but that schedule is interesting from the beginning when you've got Jets, Carolina, Atlanta, and whoever else I said as
Steelers,
your first four.
Right?
Yeah, Steelers as one of them.
They're probably sitting there thinking, we can beat this team, right?
Well, maybe not after last year.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But
but this year they'll think we got a quarterback, right?
Maybe not in that situation, though. It might be Brissett in game 3.
He might be suspended.
Which brings us to the Steelers quarterback and Ray Fittipaldo saying basically, and I'm paraphrasing, that Kenny Pickett would have to absolutely blow away the competition here to be the starter in week 1. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I think Mitchell Trubisky is going to be their starter. I do. And I think Pickett's going to learn and sit for a while. And, you know, if Trubisky fails, then he'll get in there. If Trubisky gets hurt the way Tommy Maddox did and Ben got in there. But if I'm betting right now on, May 19th, I'm going to say Trubisky will be the quarterback.
And you agree with the note, but you do agree with the notion that if Pickett does come in and blow them away, Tomlin, that he could be the guy. But that's what it would take.
That's what
Ray
it would
says.
But, I mean, what is blow away in the preseason in the exhibition games?
I don't know.
What
in
is that?
Camp,
how,
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
I mean, he would have to be decisively the better quarterback most of the time.
Are they both going to get work with like the first team offense? And how much are those guys?
Should they?
Are those guys going to play?
Should they?
You know, I'm going with the veteran. I'm giving him the advantage over the rookie coming in.
By starting him in all but the last preseason games?
Well, I shouldn't. Let's say this, the first preseason game. But the first one, there's only 3 this year, remember. There's only 3. There's not 4 this year. So I'd probably, that means the second one, well, they're going to have to ramp it up a little bit with only 3. They're going to have to play some guys in the first one more than they normally would. So I think the second one will be the big one this year. And then, I'd probably start Trubisky in both of those, unless Mason. I was going to say, can't forget Mason Rudolph, unless Pickett really shows me something in camp, what he does, you know, in practices.
Yes.
I mean,
I think right now it's probably smart to bet on Trubisky as the opener, but I do not subscribe to the notion, and I'm trying to put myself in Mike Tomlin's shoes, that that Pickett would have to blow away Trubisky to be the starter. I think if Kenny Pickett shows up day one and has a command about him and is impressive most of the time, no matter what Trubisky does, I think Tomlin's going to be like, this dude is the guy.
Well, the initial
reaction from
last week's rookie camp, mini camp, was that Pickett had that it factor about him, that he settled right in. And, you know, he's talked about, I'm studying the playbook constantly, that I'm going to be ready to go. So you might be right. It might come out that way. But if I'm betting, I'm going to go Trubisky.
Yeah. Today, I think that's probably the smart bet. I just wonder with Tomlin and Matt Canada, if every day Pickett shows up and impresses and commands and obviously can make all the throws, and then he comes into a preseason game and he's great, dynamic. It's going to be, I think, very hard for Tom. They just drafted this guy to be their guy. Everything's changed with Trubisky, including for fans of his like me. All joking aside, the whole dynamic of the situation has changed, because now he's going to be under the kind of pressure. He was already under a lot of pressure, but now you have the hometown kid from Pitt that everybody's going to want in the lineup, and it's only going to ratchet up the pressure on every single throw for him. He gets off to a slow start in the home opener. Second game against New England. I'm convinced, especially if he has an iffy game at Cincy to open the season, which is very possible against that team, you're going to have catcalls on the first incompletion interception.
No, there's no doubt.
And that can affect a guy in a big way.
We've talked about the pressure on Pickett being from Pitt, being the number one pick, being the whole Dan Marino shadow, if you will. You're right about the pressure on Trubisky, because if he's starting and you have Pickett behind him, they're not going to give him a lot of room, the fans.
Right.
They're just not.
They're
not going to give him a lot of rope.
That changes my feeling on how successful he can be here, not to mention they now have a first-round pick as the other quarterback. That's the whole point. You know, I thought he was coming into a different situation where he could afford maybe to fail a little bit early, and there was really no alternative besides Mason Rudolph. And I don't think fans would be clamoring for him. I thought he was going to get a little more leeway here to have maybe a little bit of a rough start and work his way into the
Not
position.
Now.
That's
no.
gone.
Not now.
And
that's that is really true if you think about it.
Yeah, he's walked into a way different situation than he thought he was walking into. And I can't say I'd be surprised if Pickett was the guy day one. I don't subscribe to the theory that it's good to sit, that has all kinds of value to it. It may have some, for sure, and we can both pick out examples of guys who have sat, whether it was the right thing or wrong
Probably
thing.
Probably both ways.
Rodgers and Mahomes sat. Peyton Manning and Troy
Ben
Aikman
was
didn't.
Gonna sit.
Ben was gonna sit, but he didn't. Guys have taken their lumps, like Aikman, like Manning, got destroyed early in their careers.
John Elway early in his... He played his first game at Pittsburgh at Three Rivers. He got benched at halftime.
I think that's good. Now, maybe not physically if a guy's getting beaten up, but this isn't... The worst-case scenario for these Steelers, they're not going to be like the 1-15 Dallas Cowboys or Peyton Manning's first team or those Broncos. They're going to be respectable no matter what. I'd play Pickett if I think he's the guy. If I think he's merely earned the job, I'm playing him. And if that means he has to take his lumps, I'm willing to live with that.
So are you changing your bet then? That you said if you were betting now, you'd bet Trubisky.
No, I just said I would go with Pickett.
You're talking your way into Pickett.
I would go with Pickett.
Okay.
The smart bet today, I'm not convinced on Pickett. But if I'm the Steelers and I think he's the guy, now I'm sort of onto a separate topic too. If you have your quarterback, is it better to have him sit and watch or play and take his lumps? I say play and take his lumps. What do you say? As a general rule.
It depends what the other guy does. If Trubisky's playing real well, I let him sit.
No, forget about that. You have a young quarterback. Is it better to have him play and take his lumps or sit for a while and get used to it?
I can't just forget Trubisky. I got to have my alternative.
No, I know, but in a general, forget about Trubisky or anybody else. You have a young quarterback on your roster. Regardless of the competition, Do you think it's a better move for that guy to observe for a while and to kind of work his way in?
Yes, I do think it's better to observe.
Or take his lumps.
I think observe. And we don't know how good this offensive line's going to be. If you put Pickett in there, is he going to be running for his life? You know, the pressure that Ben was under. Now, he'd be able to escape it a lot better than Ben.
Yes.
But, I mean, I don't know. Are they going to be able to run the ball? I think it's better if he sits for a little while. I'm not saying all year. Because then if Trubisky fails, you get him in there.
Then he could come riding in on his white horse. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
It might be better for him. It might be. But
you can make an argument either way.
Yeah, but only one way is right, Ron. That's why we debate. Generally, I think I'd rather have Mike. If I think a guy's going to be my guy, then I'm not delaying it. He's my guy.
They drafted him number one. That tells you they think he's their guy.
Get in there and learn.
Okay.
You can learn from all of this the way, you know, that the guys I mentioned. Yes.
You can learn from failure.
Get in there and start playing. They're not going to be horrible. This is not an expansion situation where David Carr is going to get broken in half. I don't think.
No, I don't know either.
So I'm playing him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.